Nearly 7,000 people have died from the cholera epidemic here, and this case is an unprecedented legal and perhaps moral dilemma for the United Nations. The UN doesn't deny the possibility that it may have inadvertently introduced cholera into Haiti, but it says the link with the military base housing soldiers from Nepal is not proven. Every Haitian I've spoken to during my visit here is certain the UN is guilty, and a number of senior aid workers, speaking privately with me, agree. When they filed their petition at UN headquarters in New York in November, the lawyers for the cholera victims said they expected the UN to reply within 30 days. In the United States, the lawyers said this was the normal time frame within which to expect a legal response. Senior UN officials in Haiti said UN lawyers were considering whether and how to reply. The lawyers for the victims, who are demanding a total of several billion dollars in compensation, say if the UN doesn't respond adequately to their petition, they will take the case to a full court of law in the United States. Mark Doyle, BBC News, Haiti.